A new report from Monash University shows the confronting experiences of public schools principals in their jobs across Australia. Principals have reported negative impacts on their well-being, and they face escalating psychosocial risks such as burnout and emotional exhaustion. The challenges are worse for school principals in rural and remote areas. The YAZ Eduardo Jordan asked Professor of Educational Leadership at Monash University Jane Wilkinson what the study entails.
So it was Monash University in collaboration with Deakin University and the University of Sydney. We were the lead institution. And what we did was we sent out a survey to Australian principals nationwide through their union newsletters and principal associations. And we asked them to comment on, report back on a critical incident that they had experienced as a principal in the last 5 years of being a principal, how they had reacted professionally, but also how it made them feel at a personal level, and any messages or responses that they would like to give back around the critical incident itself. We also did interviews with about 28 stakeholders to get an idea of the sort of bigger challenges and issues facing the emotional loads, putting the emotional loads on public school principals.
Now, the research also shows school principals have negative impacts such as stress, trauma, PTSD, etc. What are some of the reasons principals have these issues so far?
It's a great question. So it's important to say at the start that principals and public school principals are very committed to their job and they get an enormous amount of satisfaction out of it. The reason that they talked about the physical and mental health impacts around the emotional management aspects of the job is for a variety of factors. We're certainly seeing that society is more complex, it's more challenging. We've got social media. We've had 2 years of the pandemic, which I think has impacted the social fabric of our society. Some of the other factors that I think are impacting on public school principals are that in Australia we have a very inequitable funding regime. So something like two-thirds of children go to a public school, but public schools overwhelmingly educate the vast majority of the most disadvantaged children in our society. So that gives the emotional labour, the emotional management demands on the principal, a particular kind of public school principal, a particular kind of intensity and edge.
Now, you earlier mentioned emotional labour. Just for our audience mm-hmm. who's unfamiliar with it, what's emotional labour and why is emotional labour absent from policy frameworks and role descriptions, according to the report?
So emotional labour is a wonderful term that was coined by a feminist sociologist, Arlie Hochschild, in the 1980s. And she actually did research with air hostesses. What she commented on was that they're being paid a wage to look a particular way and to behave in a particular way, including using their emotions in certain kinds of ways. And what she meant by that is if, for example, the air hostess is dealing with an upset passenger or, you know, someone who's very aggressive, you know, they can't actually show how they might be feeling on the inside. So you might, as a human being, as an air hostess, be feeling really upset inside or angry, but you can't show that. You've got to keep that professional mask and smile and be pleasant. If you think about education and being a principal, it's a caring profession and it's a deeply relational profession. However, what education departments typically are focused on, because of the competition, if you like, in the OECD in particular, with PISA tests and NAPLAN scores and all that sort of thing, it's become an incredibly competitive performance where schools and school systems are being asked to perform academically. But what that does is it put all the pressure, if you like, and the description of the principles becomes captured in making sure that academic performance is occurring, making sure that the governance of the school is occurring. All of these things are very important, but it leaves out the emotional aspects and the caring aspects and the relational aspects of being a principal.
Now, you mentioned a little bit of the challenges that principals face generally in their daily job, but what extra challenges do principals in rural or remote areas face?
So when you live in a rural or remote community, there are wonderful things associated with it. But when you're the principal of those schools, typically you are often the community leader. There aren't necessarily a huge number of people there with the levels of qualifications and expertise and experience that you bring. So principals will typically be the standout community leaders in rural and remote communities. So they're asked to step up and do lots of things outside their principal role. Rural and remote communities are typically cut off from a lot of services. The services that we take for granted in the city are not services that are typically always there for people living in rural and remote communities, and that includes for the schools. So access to specialised staff, for example, access to a speech pathologist, to an OT, to a psychologist. These are things that are not easy to come by in those communities.
That was Professor of Educational Leadership at Monash University, Jane Wilkinson, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.